The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, with Singapore ceasing the issuance of new loan products referencing the existing swap offer rate, or SOR, at the end of April 2021, DBS recently reported strong traction among its SME clients for loans which reference the Singapore Overnight Rate Average, or SORA. DBS has issued more than $450 million in SORA-pegged loans at the end of April 2021, just over 6 months after it launched the market's first SORA-pegged business property loan. This is yet another positive sign for Singapore's transition towards SORA as its main interest rate benchmark. SORA-pegged loans now account for about a third of all new SME loans in Singapore issued by DBS. For more insights on how this is helping the entire SME sector here in Singapore, we speak to Joyce T., Group Head of SME Banking at DBS. Joyce, always a pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you. Good to talk again, Howie.
The pleasure's all ours, Joyce. So talk to us about how well the financial industry has been progressing with the transition to a SORA-centered Singapore dollar interest rate market with the cessation of the SOR-linked loans. Why, though, are SMEs in danger or were in danger of being left behind?
So this SORA transition is a very complicated process, actually, right? So even large corporations with big legal and compliance teams need time to digest the implications. So a lot of attention has been on the large corporation because of the big holdings they have, right? But what we want to do is to make sure that SME also need help. They may not have the resources to fully understand what SORA transition means to them. So DBS is actually proactively engaging SME to help them make sense of these changes. So just for reference, right? New loan referencing SOR, the swap overnight rate, actually the ceases issuance from end April this year. New contracts referencing SIBOR actually cease issuance from end September this year.
And we also understand that the SORA-pegged loans now account for about a third of all new SME loans in Singapore issued by DBS. That's pretty encouraging results, right, Joyce?
Oh, yes, definitely. We are very encouraged by this this takeout, right? So it shows that SME are very proactive. They choose to take out SORA loan ahead of the transition timeline. Going forward, we expect this proportion to go up even more as we engage and continue to engage SME on this transition.
And cash flow has always been one of the big issues for SMEs, managing their cash flow, having eyeballs on their cash flow. How does this help the SORA-pegged loans for SMEs?
Oh, you spot on, right? So the biggest benefit on this is the clarity and certainty. Save SME the hassle of repapering loan down the road when the transition deadline arrives. Greater transparency. SORA rates are published by the MAS, by the way.
And the benefits don't just end there, right? How, though, has DBS been helping the SMEs navigate? Earlier, you talked about how it's a very complicated process.
Yeah, so our RM, our relationship managers, engage SME on the holding that could be impacted by the transition. We work with them hand in hand to transit on the repapering of their loans. Property mortgage is the biggest liability on most SME balance sheet today. So hence, DBS focus on offering SORA-based property mortgage solution to move the needle for SMEs.
Because it's important, right, to achieve a kind of smooth and seamless transition, especially to these alternative risk-free benchmark rates, because you also don't want to spend too much time thinking about it and then the rest of your business goes down the toilet, so to speak.
Oh, yes. So that's why, you know, we start the ball rolling first. We actually are working already with our SME on this. Yeah.
We're speaking to Joyce T., Group Head of SME Banking at DBS. Talk to us about that process, though. How challenging has it been? What are some of the things that SMEs come up against?
So actually, what we do is that we actually do one-on-one to actually brief our SME what is it when the SORA come into place and how it affect their balance sheet, and so what is it and why they need to actually transit to SORA. So from there, we actually help them to take a look at, you know, what are the rate that they're available, and today, actually, if they lock in, the rate is better for them because they have clarity in terms of the of what kind of rate they get instead of having to repapering when SORA come into the picture. Yeah.
Is there a quicker way to do this? One-on-one seems quite time-consuming, Joyce.
I know, but you see, I want to make sure the SME understand, you know, what is it, the challenges they'll face if they don't transit to SORA. So I know it's painful. I know it's time-consuming, but it's the rightful thing to do. Because SME, you know, they may not have the resources at big corporation to actually understand this complex process. So what? I want to take the time and the effort to actually help them out here. Yeah.
Talk to us about why DBS felt this was the best time to launch the first business property mortgage loan referencing SORA.
Yes, we launched our DBS SORA business property loan 7 months ago because property mortgage is the biggest liability on the SME balance sheet. So we have decided that focusing on property loan will make the biggest difference in helping our SME transiting to SORA.
Joyce, what do you think the current outlook for SMEs is? I mean, we took a wee bit of a step back, I suppose, here in Singapore with the COVID-19 situation. But DBS is continuing to support, right, the sector?
Oh, definitely, definitely. SME is our passion. It's at the heart of everything we do, right? So first, let me start off with before the COVID tightening here in Singapore. Outlook for SME in Singapore is stable, okay? SME have moved out of the crisis mode. You know, DBS continue to issue our working capital loans. Mm. SME are now using a working capital loan for the digital and business transformation. And we also see a lot of more and more of our SME actually coming off the loan moratorium situation. In fact, you know, as reported by us, you know, 1.1 billion at the end of December 2020, actually as of March, end of March, we only have 400 million of the loans that are in the moratorium. We didn't see any significant uptick in delinquency at all. Mm. Business will be disrupted with this tightening and safe distancing measure and whatever that's coming out soon, you know. Engaging our SME closely, especially our F&B sector, to ensure they continue to be supported with the working capital and liquidity is really the focus for now. And we want to say that, you know, government is doing the right thing to tighten it, right, given the situation, okay? So we'll continue to stay on track in making sure that with the SME, we emerge stronger and better.
Joyce, thank you so much for your insights today and stay safe.
Thank you. Same to you, Howie.
Joyce T, Group Head, SME Banking at DBS. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO, available on Google Play or the App Store.